Let me ask you to take your Bibles with me, if you would. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Folks, this morning the tomb is empty. Our Savior is risen. I'm so glad you've come and worship Christ. Last week, of course, was Resurrection Sunday, and we're looking toward the fact that Jesus Christ has risen. Amen. Can come see the place where the Lord lay. And I invited you to come and see Christ. And if you have seen Christ, amen, He's made a change in your life. He's made a huge difference in your life if you have seen Jesus Christ. What a difference He's made. And I love to sing. That's one of my favorite things to do. I love to sing. I love to get, I'll sing, you know, here at church. I love to have the opportunity to sing, you know, every once in a while. Especially, I love to have the opportunity to sing with you, you know, as a congregation. I love to sing. I often in the car. I'm one of those weird people that you see, you know, next to you at the light that are just, you know, singing away, praising the Lord, having a little concert to myself. And I love to sing. I sing at home. I sing too much at home. My wife gets annoyed with me about how much I sing at home. But, you know, we just love to sing. And I try to instill that in our kids. And Addison loves to sing. And sometimes we have little, you know, times where we just kind of have a time of singing together. And just, we break out in a joyful noise and praise God. Why? Why should we love to sing? Because Christ has made a change in my life. Christ has made a difference in my life. And because of what Christ has done for me, He's given me a new song, hasn't He? Amen. That's the title of the message this morning, A New Song. I'm so thankful for the song that Christ has given me because of the change He's made in my life. A new song. A song of hope. Amen. A song because of the resurrection of Christ. And folks, God wants to give us all a new song, doesn't He? He wants us all to have a new song. The tomb is empty. And folks, we can have a new song because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. I love to sing. I love to worship the Lord for His resurrection. I love to worship the Lord for the change that He's made in my life. And Psalms 103, verse 1, I was just thinking about this. I was going to go a slightly different way with our text, and, you know, the Lord just changed it on me. But the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." I just, the thought came to my mind as I was preparing the introduction to this message, and I knew I was going to preach on a new song, but I didn't know that this verse was going to come, and this just became our text. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. There's so much. If you have seen Christ, if you have seen Him, there's a lot to praise the Lord about. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. That's a psalm that David wrote. And folks, I hope that is your testimony this morning. I'm thankful that that is my testimony this morning. That I have a new song. And I'd like to say first of all that God wants to give us this morning a song of grace. A new song of grace. I think of that hymn, amen. That hymn that we all know. The truth is, a lot of people know it. It's sung at almost every Christian funeral, isn't it? Yeah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. That's my testimony, amen? Amen. I'm just a wretched sinner. I was blind and lost and wandering about, but praise God, amen? That He found me. Praise God that He found me and He's given me a new song of grace. We need that grace, don't we? When we pray for Paul, for Julie and their family because of the passing of Paul, we pray for the God to give them grace. The Bible says that, you know, His grace is sufficient for us, amen? His grace is sufficient for the one that is going through the trial. Isn't that good? Sometimes you look at people and you think of this hockey team and think, how could they go through that? I don't know how they could go through, you know, terrible, isn't it? People that lose their loved ones, people lose children. I've never had to experience that. I don't know how I could go through that. But folks, if you've seen Christ and he's made a change in your life, he's going to give you the grace that you need for that trial. He's going to give you a new song. A song of grace. Amazing Grace is the song of wonder. It brings wonderful comfort to us, doesn't it? As we see what we once were, a wretched sinner, and what God has made us, amen? And what God can do, because he is so gracious and he is so good to each of us. So gracious, so loving, so kind. The truth is, that's all of us, isn't it? A wretched sinner. Praise God, he saves us. If you've seen Christ, he saved you. Praise the Lord, he's changed you. But the truth is, even though he's forgiven us time after time after time, we still find ourselves way back in the world, don't we, at times? And we need his forgiveness again. But he's so gracious. He's so long-suffering to us, word, amen? Not willing that any should perish, amen? Doesn't matter what you've done, doesn't matter, you can't lose your salvation, praise the Lord, amen? He says we shouldn't continue in sin, that grace, would have to continue abound. But still, yet, we find ourselves dirty, in the gutter because of sin. Guess what? Christ is, he's there, he's looking, longing for his rebellious son to come, and you start making your way to God, he'll run to you, amen? He's such a loving father, so gracious, so good. He'll put a ring on your finger, a coat on you, and they'll be praising in heaven, amen, over that sinner, amen, that repenteth. Folks, God is so gracious, God is so good, and he if you've seen Christ, amen, we have a song of grace to sing. Such a wonderful song. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. It was a new song written and given to John Newton. And I've told the story of John Newton before, but let me just briefly tell it again, okay? This was a new song that God gave to because Christ came into this wretched life and changed it, amen? It was John Newton was a rebellious guy, rebellious young man. He was on a slave ship, and as a sailor, do you know what? He was hated by all. He was hated by all. Everyone hated him. He had a filthy mouth. In fact, he got the name the Great Blasphemer, because he cursed and cursed and cursed. I don't know. I don't think it came from this. But you know the saying, they curse like a sailor. That was John Newton. Nicknamed the Great Blasphemer. His captain said about him, not only did he use the worst language I've ever heard, but his language exceeded the limit of verbal debauchery. Just wicked. Vile. Hated. One day he fell overboard. And instead of his, the sailors throwing him a lifeline, they said they throw harpoons at him. I assume as a joke, I don't know, but maybe they're hoping they'd hit him. I mean, he was just vile. No one liked him. He was just terrible, rebellious. And the one day his captain, to make an example out of him, flogged him 96 times in front of the whole ship. John Newton was so upset, so angry, he devised a plan, and you know what? He was going to kill his captain. And as he was making these plans, as he was getting ready to do it, a great storm came up, and it scared him to death. In fact, his best friend on the ship, probably his only friend on the ship, because he was just a vile human, was washed overboard, and he saw him die. Drowned. Never saw him again. And John Newton, thinking that everyone was going to die, he cried out to God, "Lord, save us. Have mercy on us," he said. And God did. God did have mercy on them, and they didn't all drown, and he made it through. And the very God that he blasphemed, the very God that he hated, the very God that he cursed, he said, he helped us. He saved us. And he started reading the scripture and he was changed. Amen. Because God's word changes our life. Amen. We need to get into his word because it'll change our lives. We need to preach his word because it'll change the lives of people in this world. It'll change our friends' lives. Amen. It'll change our family's life. We need to give them the gospel because that's what they need. Because God's word will change your life. Even a wicked man. Amen. Like John Newton. God gave him this wonderful song, a song that has blessed so many people over the years, has brought so much comfort to people over the years. I mean, so many people, it's been sung and sung and sung and sung and sung. Amazing Grace. Out of the mouth of one who used to blaspheme God came a wonderful song that has been used for years to bring praise and glory to God. For his grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. But now am found. Was blind. But now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour. Amen. I first believed. God miraculously took this wicked sinner and changed his life and gave him a new song. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It's a psalm of David. David writes 6 verses where he says that we need to have a new song. In Psalm 6 times he says, you know what? God wants us to give us a new song. We need to be singing a new song. Why? Because we've been changed. Amen. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've come and see Jesus Christ and that he is risen, folks, there's going to be a change in your life. Amen. He's going to make some things new. Amen. All things new. It's going to be a process where God is going to continue to change us and to transform us into the image of his Son. And so God works. And God, he gave John Newton a new song. Amen. A song of grace. Didn't deserve it. And so, folks, God wants to give you a song of grace. We're going to see in a moment and talk about David for a minute. But God gave David a new song too. Amen. And he knew he needed to be singing this new song. And God wants us to be singing a new song. The scripture tells us, Psalm 40, verse 3, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Psalm 98 and verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Folks, we should sing to the Lord a new song this morning. Amen. Because God has been so good to us. We didn't deserve it. We don't deserve it. That's what grace is, right? Unmerited favor. Or it's grace. Grace is God giving us good when we deserve hell. God gives us salvation and forgiveness of sins and a home in heaven. He gives us a new father. He gives us a new life. He gives us a new purpose. We just frankly deserve death. When we deserve to be shamed, he gives us mercy. He gives us love. When we deserve eternal damnation, he offers us eternal life. God's so good. A song of grace. He says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Why? For he hath done marvelous things. God wants you to have a new song this morning. He's been so good. We don't deserve it. Would you come this morning and sing your new song to Christ? Would you come this morning and worship him? Can I say that the only way, you know, we need this new song and God wants us to have it. Can we look secondly here, when we think about this new song, that God wants to give us a song of grace, but not only does he want us to give us a song of grace, but he wants us to have a song of redemption. He wants to give us a song that is redeeming us, renewing us, a song of renewal this morning. Psalm 103, let's pick it up there. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his, amen. See, there's a great benefit to following Christ, isn't there? There's a great reason to follow Jesus Christ. There's a lot of negative things, amen? There are. Sin, terrible, isn't it? As you look around, you watch the news, there is so much negative. You ever get discouraged? And I was talking with someone this week about politics, and you talk about politics, it just makes you disgusting. Even if you maybe, you know, like what's happening or what the party or whatever the group is doing, but you just look at the people and you think, that's disgusting. It's sad. It's sick. But praise God, you turn to Jesus Christ, folks. There's so much good. There's so much grace. There's so many benefits, isn't there? And then he lists them. And let's read it together. Verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? You come to Christ. You choose Christ. What do you get? Well, you get forgiveness of sins. Forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Youth renewed like the eagles, a song of renewal. Renewed, youth renewed. Who wants to be young? Amen. You want to be renewed? Folks, sin has a way of making you look old, doesn't it? Sin has a price to pay. Sin wears down on you. Sin pushes down, is a burden to carry. Christ says, cast your cares. He says, give me your burdens. God wants to give you rest, folks. Wonderful thing to have peace in your heart, because and a new song, amen, to sing. It does something for you, doesn't it? It makes this life that is so negative, just everywhere you turn, you think, oh, gross, sick. But yet, you look at what Christ has done for you, and you got a bit of a jump in your step. You got a little bit of a song in your heart and a smile on your face. And what a difference it makes. Amen. Because you've seen Christ. You've come to Christ. You're following Christ. And he's given you a new song. He's changed you. You're so thrilled that you're not walking in that mud anymore. You're so thrilled that you're not going after that anymore. Amen. There's been a great change in your life. You're singing that wonderful song to the Lord. He's been so good, and he's renewing you. He's changing you. Can I say that God, we see that first one there, is that song of, he says, I want to renew you. Well, we get that forgiveness of sins, amen? Forgiveness is so important. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? That's why Jesus Christ came. That's why Jesus Christ died. Christ has forgiven all of our iniquities. He's forgiven all of our sins. The Bible says, in the depths of the sea, right? God's forgetfulness. Far as the east is from west, God has removed our transgressions from us. Amen? So thankful he's removed our transgressions. And if you've come and you've seen Christ and you've trusted in him and put your faith in him, turning from sin, amen, turning away from it, turning to Jesus Christ, believing on him, calling out to him, the Bible says he's coming into your life and he's making a change. He's making a dwelling place there. Folks, what a wonderful thing that Christ has come into my life. Remember the day Christ came into your life and forgave you of your sins? The sins were dead on the cross, amen? When Christ died on the cross, he came and he conquered sin. They're dead. But folks, it's not until we're made alive unto God. It's not until we accept the payment and the price that has been paid. Amen. Oh, we need to accept that payment. That forgiveness of sins. For the Christian, the Bible says, if you confess your sins, amen, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need to keep coming to that wonderful, forgiving Father to get forgiveness of sins. Because if you're like me, you can come and you can get right, but it is impossible to stay right, isn't it? We're still living in this flesh. But what a wonderful thing to raise. And one day, you know, to be with God in heaven. When God will make all things new in our life. That'll be wonderful, won't it? But until then, we still walk in this sinful world. We still walk in this sick world. But praise God, when we do fall, we can find forgiveness in Him. But not only that does it say, it says we find forgiveness. And what a wonderful thing to find forgiveness. And he's blessing the Lord and he's praising God who forgiveth all thine iniquities, all of them. Who healeth all thy diseases. If we just take that literally, we think, well, if I come to Jesus Christ, we'll find healing. I don't think that's what it's talking about physically. Now, Christ, I believe, the Bible says that Jesus is the great physician. Does God have all power? Can he heal? Jesus, on his time on earth, he went around doing so much good. He healed so many people. I don't think you could write books about it. Amen. The scripture says you couldn't. The pages couldn't contain it. He has the power to heal. Come back tonight, we're going to ask, there was one question that was asked and put in on a piece of paper about healing and the anointing of oil and praying and laying on of hands, and is that for today? And I'll answer that tonight, okay? But can I tell you that Christ can heal today, amen? God can heal you physically, but it will be according to his will. Because it is appointed unto men once to die. And if God were to only always heal, you would never die. So he doesn't always heal. He does from time to time. We've seen it happen. But he doesn't always. He doesn't always. But what I think is, it's not really talking about the physical healing here. I think it's talking about the healing of the soul. He says that he forgiveth all thine iniquities, he healeth all thy diseases. The greatest disease that we have is the effects of sin on our soul. And he wants to come in and he can heal that. Amen. He can give you peace that passeth all understanding. Only you know what you've done. Only you know the deepest, darkest sins. Only you know. But the truth is, we're all wretched men like John Newton, aren't we? We're all sinners. Saved by the grace of God. But just because you choose Christ, you think, oh, he comes in and he gives you peace. You say, I didn't see that coming. You know, yeah, I wanted the forgiveness. I wanted eternal life. But he fills your heart with peace. And even for the Christian that falls, aren't you glad you can come back and you can find forgiveness of sins and he can get your peace back? He'll give you that peace. He'll heal you, your soul, from that sickness of sin. We live in such a sick world, don't we? And can I say, I believe I've worked in the mental health field to some degree for 11 years. I believe that there are, you know, as far as their sickness, you know, people become depressed. There's multiple personalities. There's things that, you know, and I'm thankful for professionals. I think that people, you know, there's people that need professional help. I believe that, okay? But can I also say that Jesus Christ, God who created you, also can help you? He created, you know, your soul. Your soul is what makes you you, isn't it? And we do become, you know, there is a problem with mental illness, right? And I think, you know, there definitely is, you know, seek the professional help if that's, you know, what you need. I think a lot of people do need that. But can I say for every individual that Christ, God could help them too? There, God says he can heal our diseases. It might be a combination of both, you know. But folks, come to Christ and he can help you. We have such a sick world that we live in today, don't we? And do you know what they need? Christ to come into their life and to heal them. Is it any wonder we look around and think, you know, why are millions of babies being aborted? People that, you know, I saw a post on Facebook and there's someone that I know said, I would take that baby. Don't kill him. I want a baby. But it's sick, you know, it's demented. And then, you know, there's the government coming in and telling us, you know, they make their choices, but we want you to think a certain way about the choices that they make. Well, they can make the choices. I can't stop that. I wish I could in some ways, but I can't. I got a big enough problem with the person I look in the mirror, don't I? But you know what? What the Bible says is sin. What God says is sin, folks, it's just sin. No one's going to be able to change my mind on that. It's sin. They make their choices and it's sick, folks. But they can't find healing. They can't find healing. And it's found in Jesus Christ. You're always going to be sick up here and see things in a really weird and demented and disgusting way until you find healing in your soul. But praise God, there is healing in the soul. Amen. And when you have Christ in here, you'll be able to see things and things will be thinking a lot better up here. Amen. As God can give you the mind of Christ and he'll open your eyes to what's true and what is right. We live in a day where people live, you know, and you know, whatever's right in my own eyes. And they do it. But it doesn't mean that it's right. But when you have Christ in your heart and he comes in and he forgives you of your sins and heals you of the terrible effects of sin that it has on you as a person, then you're going to start seeing things differently. Amen. You're going to start thinking a lot differently. And Christ can come in and do a lot of healing. Christ redeems our life from destruction is the next line. He redeems our life from destruction. We're on a path of destruction. Things don't tend to get better, right? I think there's a law about that, right? I can't think of it for the life of me at this moment. But, you know, you help me. What's the law? I thought it was thermodynamics, but I thought that was something else. The law of thermodynamics says that everything tends towards disorder, right? Everything is tending towards destruction. But praise God, he can reveal that. He can turn that around, amen? He can redeem us. We're heading towards hell, but if you have Christ come into your life, he'll redeem you. He'll change your direction. Redeem us. Straighten us out. God brings us to a place of where we can stand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand. Praise God. All other ground is sinking sand. That we can find a place to stand. He can redeem us. He is desiring to redeem us. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Isn't it any wonder that this world is so twisted and weird? They've never experienced or seen the loving kindness, tender mercy of God. That changes something, doesn't it? If you will see the grace of God in your life, it happened. John Newton saw God's grace, and man, it started to change him. He started to think differently. He started to get into the Word of God, and God came into his life and changed him. He redeems us. He crowns us. He places upon us so much kindness and tender mercy. Satisfies our mouth with good things. God is so good. He gives us so many good things. Gracious and kind. Folks, isn't he worthy to be praised? He's worthy to sing a new song about. Amen. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. He's worthy. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not all that. I think that's the problem a lot of the time, isn't it? Why don't we have a song in our heart? Why are we so discouraged? Why are we down? We've forgotten all that God has done for us. Amen. He says, forget not all his benefits. Folks, God has come into my life. He has saved me. He has placed me in on a new direction, given me purpose. I have a new father. I have a new family. Life is good, isn't it? Sometimes we can look around. It's so easy to become discouraged. It's so easy for the devil to come in and say, well, it doesn't look like you're doing much. Doesn't look like you're making much of a difference. You might as well just do what you want. You might as well just... No. You're forgetting what God has done in your life. You're forgetting how he's forgiven you of your sins. You're forgetting how he has given you peace. You're forgetting the goodness of God, his loving kindness, his tender mercy. We got a new song to sing, don't we? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It's a song of David. We know David. Great King David. Didn't start out as a king, though, did he? Started out as just a humble shepherd boy. And while he was just a humble shepherd boy, I believe he learned to read, and he was in the Bible. He understood some things about God. God taught him some things. And he played on the harp, didn't he? Beautifully. And he sang praises to God. He worshiped the Lord out in those fields. Those sheep were the best people to sing to. Amen. I don't know if he must have had a good voice, because King Saul later wanted him to come and play. But he had a new song. He had a song that was given to him by God. But do you know what happened? God used him in a mighty way. As he followed Christ, as he didn't forget, he continued to be used of God in a mighty way. Out in that field, he killed a lion and a bear. He saved his little flock from a lion and a bear. And he knew who it was that gave him the strength to do it. He knew who it was who protected him. He knew who it was that had helped him. And now he comes to that heathen Goliath, who's cursing God, cursing the people of God. And what did David say? God's been so good to us. God has been so good to me. If no one else will fight him, I can go and fight him. And he remembered that I had killed the lion through the power of God. I killed a bear through the power of God. This Philistine is not too big for my God. Folks, I think God could help us to make a greater difference. We said, I don't think we can do it. I don't think I could ever do it. I'm scared. I'm afraid. And people are cowering about what, you know, but what could you do for Christ? If we just remember what Christ has done for us. So, well, if that's what God wants me to do, I mean, he did heal the sick. He did raise the dead. He did rise himself, you know, up from the grave. He saved my soul. He's forgiven. I mean, he's done so much for me. And I guess, if that's what he wants me to do, he'll enable me to do it. And that's where David was. He says, I know I have a new song. I know that I can do it through the power of God. And he said to that uncircumcised Philistine, you come to me with a spear and a sword. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he killed him. A great victory was won because of a man who followed God, continued to follow God. But that's not the way it always was with David. Before, he used to follow God. He was following God. He won great victories. He became the king, didn't he? Great King David. But he also became a great sinner. Did many terrible things. He was a murderer, an adulterer. But he understood and remembered all that Christ had done for him. All that God had done for him. He was reminded of his sin. And he turned back to God and he found forgiveness. He got right with God. And you know what? He got a song back. And he's saying, you got to sing a new song. 6 times in Psalms, he says, sing a new song unto the Lord. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Yeah, maybe you've fallen into sin. Been there, done that. Was the worst time of my life. Follow Christ. Come sing a new song to Christ. He can be so good. He is so good to you. He can forgive you of your sins. He can heal you of your... Sin has a terrible effect on the soul. But he can heal you of it. You can come out of that. He can help you. He's so loving. He's so kind. He's so good. And he writes the song of restoration. He said, I can be like when I was a youth, when I was right with God. Folks, God wants to bring you back. If you're not right with God this morning, he wants to bring you back to a place and time when you were. He can restore you to that time. That time of your youth. That time when you boldly stood up for Christ. That time when you boldly proclaimed that Jesus Christ is risen. That time when you boldly would say, yeah, I'm a Christian. I follow Christ. When you would boldly witness to your friend. When you would boldly invite him to the church. That can be you again. When you had an excitement about, you know, the joy of your salvation, but you seem to have lost it. But you can get it back. You can sing a new song to the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Sing it with me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believe. See, John Newton did a lot of terrible things. David did a lot of terrible things. I've done a lot of terrible things. If we're honest, we've all done a lot of terrible things. But God is gracious. He'll forgive us. And he'll restore us. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. You can have a new song this morning. You can get your new song back. Amen. Let's pray.